Back on the Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley, yours truly, great to have you aboard here, whether you're listening here over the 25,000 watts of our transmitter, where you're joining us online with live streaming at 1320WILS.com. Either or, you are always welcome, as is our next guest here, who's going to talk about a new kids film that is out right now. Made its debut at the at Cannes in France, and of course now here on our shores. And kids' films fall into a couple of categories. And having four children myself, and once, hey, guess what? Once I was a kid too. they're the forgettable, but everybody goes to see them, and then the unforgettable. And sometimes the unforgettable don't get seen by as many. Sometimes they do, but it all depends, and it can be a bit of a crapshoot out there. But there's a new film out by Disney Pixar called Inside Out that some are saying is truly something special. And we'll see if our guest agrees. She is a Princeton, New Jersey psychologist, professor for the Great Courses new video series, Dr. Eileen Kennedy Moore. Dr. Kennedy Moore, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for being here. So I'm guessing, I hope I'm right, you're putting this into the special category, and it's something that's both memorable and maybe impactful besides being entertaining for all ages.
Absolutely, Dave. I mean, it could have been awful. Think about it. A movie that teaches kids about emotions and it's based on science, it could have been dry and preachy.
Boring, yeah.
But, oh my gosh, it is so exciting and so compelling, and it really expresses some profound truths.
Okay, so what are some of those truths in your mind?
Well, the first one is that we all have emotions. Now, this sounds very basic, but it's tremendously important. Emotions are abstract things. We can't see them, we can't touch them, but they have a powerful effect on our thoughts and our actions. And Inside Out presents them as these likable, colorful little critters that makes them easy for kids to imagine and to talk about. So that's one thing that's really powerful. One of the most entertaining parts of the movie is there's a set of scenes at the end where we get a glimpse inside the heads of other people besides Riley. So we see very vividly that moms and dads and teachers and even animals have emotions. Mm. And this points to a very important idea of perspective taking, or what psychologists call a theory of mind, which is the ability to imagine accurately how someone else might be thinking or feeling. So this is hugely important.
You know, getting in somebody else's mind is always something that comes, you know, we've had that kind of, mindset, if you will, for a long time. Even later, adults, you know, and grown-ups, Adelaide, you're dating. Yeah, I wish I could get inside there. What are they thinking right now?
Right.
And then, and sometimes, you know, be careful what you wish for, because you might not want to know the actual answer. Some things are better left unsaid, but for kids to be able to grab that abstract thing, that had to take some creativity here by the filmmakers.
It did, and they did it beautifully. Another really important theme that comes out of the film is that emotions, even unpleasant ones, are useful. So too often in American culture, we get that shallow, don't worry, be happy message.
Right.
Emotions are, you know, they're just dismissed. They're drama. And all of this suggests that it's somehow bad or weak to have other than happy feelings. But really, to have a nuanced, a rich, a meaningful life, we have to be open to all experiences. And I'm not going to give away the ending, but I will say that sadness turns out to be the heroine.
Really? Ah.
Yeah.
So that's okay. So is somebody who is a psychologist, somebody who's trained here and goes about the teaching aspect as well. Was this something that you see people using as a teaching tool going forward? Maybe that there's a new arrow in the quiver, so to speak?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I want some of my adult clients to be going to see this in addition to the kids, because emotions are a source of information about ourselves and our environment, kind of like vision or hearing or a sense of smell or touch. They help us navigate the world. So they're a rapid response system that allows us to quickly figure out what's happening, and they motivate certain actions. So, like, fear motivates us to run. Anger motivates us to fight. The movie talks about disgust motivates us to avoid and prevents us from being poisoned. But the research tells us that disgust is also important for moral decision-making. So why don't we eat dogs? Because, well,
right,
we can give lots of rational reasons, but the real reason is because we have that ew reaction.
Sure. Absolutely. And no kidding. Well, you know, back to, I guess, what we started with here, family films. You're right. They fall into different categories, and this could have been quite boring. And I haven't seen it yet, but now that we've talked about it, I want to see it. And I don't have little kids anymore, but when they're done really well, there's something that does cross so many different boundaries with a family film. And when they're done poorly, it also crosses so many boundaries, because you just, unless you're an absolute, you need 2 hours of something and you can't figure out anything else, there's no other category of a positive to put it in. And I've been to some of those too, but it sounds like this is the one, it's doing well at the box office, that this is one that's going to be a home run and will have some long-term legs.
Definitely. And even if you've never been an 11-year-old girl, the thing that the
and I haven't, by the way, but go ahead.
The things that the producers do so well is they really tap into authentic feelings. We can all relate to the experiences described in the film, and it really talks, the emphasis is on relationships and how important the sharing of emotions, being able to genuinely see another person's feelings and connect with that is to all of us.
All right. It's something to look forward to here, and kind of great thing going into the weekend as well. Now, I don't know. We might uptick a couple of more film numbers here in the Michigan area, but we appreciate you being with us this morning. Princeton, New Jersey psychologist professor for the Great Courses video series and Raising Emotionally and Socially Healthy Kids. Boy, that's something everyone can aim for. Dr. Eileen Kennedy Moore, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, more coming up here. This is your morning wake-up. It is your Friday, and it is 1320 WILS.